The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I want to cast our minds back to a conversation we had on this show relatively recently, which was about a lack of school places. Now, we had it at the start of the school year. We're now a good month into the school year. Given how early they start, we're over a month into the school year for lots of people. And would you believe it, there are still kids at home. Mairead Carthy is with me, as is Sinead O'Reilly, both parents in Greystones in County Wicklow. Mairead, what's the situation in your house?
Good evening. The situation is still exactly the same. We haven't heard anything really now since we last spoke to you about a school place. So there are no school places, and Michael is at home. Pretty miserable.
And what have you been doing over the last few weeks with him at home?
Trying to keep him happy. Lots of stuff outside. I mean, we haven't really been doing any curriculum because we don't have any access to that. And I have just been, along with Sinead, constantly emailing the Department of Education, TUSLA, and the principals of the three schools, but to no effect.
We should say, for maybe people who don't remember listening to you the last time, or people who maybe missed it, that Michael doesn't have any additional needs, because often these conversations are around maybe school places for kids with additional needs where the problem is particularly acute. That's not the situation here. This is just a straight up school place that is not available for him.
Absolutely. Yeah, there are no additional needs. It's just a lottery system, and three boys didn't get places. It's as simple as that. It's appalling.
So tell me a little bit about your conversations or your correspondence with the schools and with the Department of Department of Education, and what they've been saying.
Well, my most recent correspondence with one of the principals was basically saying, you know, surely three places can be found in three secondary schools in Greystones for these boys, and that the waiting lists surely now aren't irrelevant, because all the children ahead of my son on waiting lists are all in school and have been in school for the last month. But what I've heard back is that basically those waiting lists, they still have priority because they wanted to go to that particular school. So even if they're in another school and they have a place, if they got offered another place, they could move. And so that has been prioritised over children who haven't got any school place whatsoever. And it just seems absurd.
And how worried are you about him slipping behind? I'm sure you're doing your best in terms of keeping up with things, but, you know, slipping behind academically, or just not even forging the friendships that everybody else is starting to forge already in the school year.
Exactly. It's a feeling of being excluded and not being part of something, not making new friends, not, you know, joining the sports stuff that is going on. And definitely falling behind. I mean, there's schoolwork and stuff for the last month that hasn't been done.
Sinead O'Reilly, I mentioned, with us as well. Sinead, what's the situation in your house?
Hi, yeah, we are in exactly the same situation. My son is still at home, still with no school place. He's, you know, even today he sees my other two kids, you know, heading off with friends that they've made through school, and he's at home here with me going, I don't have that. He's bored for sure. And again, like Mairead, my worry is particularly around, I mean, the academics is one thing, but for me, it's really that social. They're young teens. They should be out, you know, making new friendships in first year. It's an exciting time. That for me is the more worrying part, because they're really missing out on those first few weeks of making those friendships, of finding your gang, finding, you know, your pals that you can hang around with or walk to and from school with, all that important stuff. So that's really where I'm most worried, is the social aspect, you know.
And on the academics, you've been working away at home, have you?
Well, for me, I'm working on some things that, like, I know Connor needs to work on. I'm not working on specifically the curriculum. I mean, I think there's subjects where he's particularly strong, and maybe there's other aspects that he could work on. So I'm not focusing on the curriculum, because, like Mairead, I don't actually know what's being taught in the curriculum at the moment in school. And I also feel like in the first few weeks of first year, a lot of it will be probably things like, you know, kind of getting to know each other. And I don't, you know, we're not working specifically on any curriculum stuff at home.
And what, I mean, have you been making attempts to get him to mingle with the kids he might otherwise be in school with through, you know, extracurricular activities, so, or what's happening?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. He's doing basketball, which is lovely because he's going and he's meeting kids there. But that has this very specific beginning and an end time. You go in, you practice, you meet these kids, he gets a little bit of time to chat with them, and then it's time to go home. And, you know, he has met some kids that he gets on with there, but they're all going to local schools. So he's kind of finding out stuff that's going on in the local schools. It's actually also at the same time making him feel quite left out, mm-hmm. because, you know, he'd be into certain clubs, and they're doing those clubs in a couple of the schools. So he's kind of going, wow, if I was there, I could be doing that club that they're doing. So it's great to see him, you know, interacting and socializing with those kids. But it's also heartbreaking at the same time, because he also is seeing and hearing what he's missing out on.
And what correspondence then, or communication, have you had with the schools or with the department?
I mean, to be honest, I haven't really had with the schools, because I do believe their hands are tied. They have an admissions policy. They have to follow that policy. And I respect that that's there's nothing they can do about that. My focus has been around the people who do have the power, the people who can do something. And it's very, very clear from my dealings with TUSLA and the Department of Education and the teachers, the principal, sorry, that the people that can do something are the Department of Education and Minister Helen McEntee. And they have been conspicuously silent and unhelpful. I mean, she assured in last May in the Dáil, she responded to a question from a Wicklow TD where she said, "I want to assure the deputy that my department will continue to work to ensure a school place for every child in Greystones." Now, I've been in contact with her office numerous times over the last 9 months, and I've not received any support from her or the Department of Education. And the fact that my child remains without a place, it's clear that she has not kept this promise. When, you know, there's legislation there that would allow them to actually intervene and to designate a place for these boys, because, you know, there's the Education Admissions Act, which allows TUSLA to basically, at the request of parents who have made all reasonable efforts to obtain a school place but have been unsuccessful, it allows them to step in and designate one of the local schools to take him. But they won't do that. They refuse to invoke that legislation.
What about your local TD, who happens to be Deputy Taoiseach? Have either of you tried to contact Simon Harris?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Multiple times.
Numerous times.
Very unsuccessfully.
No joy. No word back from Simon Harris.
Well, initially, yes, word back. But that was back in May and June. But nothing since then. And...
Mairead?
Yes,
that was Mairead, sorry.
Sinead.
No worries. For me, exactly the same. I think I almost had been given false hope, it felt like, back in... I went to his constituency office in Bray and did try and speak. I spoke to someone in his office who I felt, you know, assured me at the time that they were going to help, they were going to do something. And then a week and a half later, I basically got a standard email back saying, "This is between you and the Department of Education." It was they have wiped their hands of us, clearly.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
They have not, like, his office have not helped at all, to the point where actually this day last week, I think it was, he went and visited all three schools in Greystones and met with all three principals, knowing that we have contacted his office numerous times. And again, feel quite abandoned by our local TD there. And again, back to, you know, he has a good relationship, I believe, with Helen McEntee. I'm pretty sure that he could step in and encourage her to use this legislation to help our boys. But there's no one prioritizing the welfare and best interests of these kids. It's totally within their power to do something. And I think they're just hoping that we'll go away. And it's like, we can't go away. Our children are still at home. We still are waiting for somebody to help us. And the people who are in power, the people who we are dependent on to help us, are ignoring us. So it's incredible and it's appalling.
Sinead O'Reilly and Mairead Carthy, both parents from Greystones in County Wicklow. Mairead and Sinead, thanks a million. Sorry for mixing you up.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.